Change management training. Change management training is something that many people are interested in right now. Why is change management training the object of such recent interest? Because most people will have to learn how to effectively manage change, and yet most people hate change. Change management training is important. Change management training is important because the recent advances in technology have resulted in enormous changes in the way that we shop, how we entertain ourselves, how we spend our leisure time, and how we do business. But for many, this change means a feeling of uncertainty. And most people don't like uncertainty, so they say things like, "Better the devil, you know." Because change creates uncertainty, people don't like change. However, it is important to remember that 1. If you want things to get better, then you must be willing to accept change. 2. If you want things to get better, then you must be willing to make and implement some tough changes. All improvement implies making a change. Positive change management. Change management is an acceptance of the fact that the current situation is never static. It is in a constant state of flux. In order to live long and prosper, we must equip ourselves with the ability to accept and implement change. Maybe we should even be willing to initiate change. What a concept! How does one go about creating a change-friendly attitude? Create the right attitude by memorizing and living in accordance with a simple 5-word formula. 1. Purpose. 2. Plan. 3. Action. 4. Feedback. 5. Change. We call this the success formula. The success formula. 1. State your purpose, first to survive and then grow. 2. Formulate in writing your best plan. 3. Take decisive action based on the plan. 4. Gather and evaluate the feedback, both the positive and the negative. Discover where the plan isn't working. 5. Make progress by continually changing according to the negative feedback given at point 4. Remember that all good progress is made by continually changing, making continuous evolutionary steps towards a stated goal. Right now, take the first step of the change management success formula. Set a SMART. A SMART goal. Ensure your change is not away from something, but towards something. Towards a stated affirmative goal. Set your goal as a positive, affirmative statement. Example, not as, "I don't want to be fat," but rather, "I do want to be fit." S equals specific. Define the goal specifically, describe the goal numerically, and define each term. M equals measured. Decide how you will measure the feedback. How will you know whether you are making good progress or not? A equals achievable. Name the skills you will need to acquire. R equals realistic. Identify the constraints that you will have to deal with. 1. Time constraints. 2. Financial constraints. 3. Physical constraints. 4. Legal constraints. T means time driven. Set a T time deadline. What and when are the milestones? Step 2. Build the practical plan of action. When you know all of the above information, gather up the team and map out the plan. Use a mind mapping technique to identify the steps. When you have finished, you should have the steps laid out in the proper time sequenced order. Everyone must know what is expected. Strive to create and sustain a can-do attitude. What does it mean to have a can-do attitude? A can-do attitude based upon a belief that you do possess the collective ability and desire sufficient to construct a future that is better than either the present or the past. If a successful change formula is so simple, then how come everyone doesn't do it? That is a good question. Here's why: most people don't know about the 5-part success formula. And even if they do, then most people don't like it. 1. Part 1 of the success formula: committing to goals for fear of not achieving them. 2. Part 4 of the success formula: negative feedback, criticism, setbacks, and defeats. 3. Part 5 of the success formula: change. Most people don't like change. How do you go about creating a change-friendly organization? Create the right organization mindset by teaching everyone in the organization, especially the managers, how to implement this simple 5-word formula. Purpose. Plan. Action. Feedback. Change. Make it so. Thank you very much for listening.